This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, because it's Wednesday night, and this is the world according to Second Call Defense. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Are you going to be getting our weather? What's happening with your weather? I've been getting somebody's weather since Sunday. It seems like
we've been getting rocked by thunderstorms. I think we have almost 2 inches of rain down now. In the last 2 or 3 hours, and one or tornado warnings now too. So it's kind of a mess outside.
Yeah, we've been having that. And when you're like me and you are trying to ride a bike to rehab, well, you know, that just sort of messes up your whole program, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can't always rely on those rubber tires in the ground.
No. I don't even have any tread on mine. Mine are just slick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, did you have a chance to look at that mammoth text I sent you?
Yeah. I took a look at the text, and without knowing exactly and seeing the opinion, it's hard to tell. Castle doctrine, but it's outside. I don't know quite how they define castle doctrine. Does the castle doctrine extend outside of the house? Most things don't. But then, so they may have determined not to use castle doctrine in the jury instructions, but then they talked about castle doctrine in the appeal, and that it wasn't reversible error. And well, thinking, wait a minute, if you're talking about castle doctrine, it either is or it isn't. And then what's troubling is, for you or I don't care who starts it, if his brother punches the guy and starts it and the guy shoots him, and then I'm just standing there minding my own business and he turns the gun at me, I'm pretty sure I'm the sort of death or serious bodily injury or harm, especially given the fact that my brother's dead. And
right.
So that whole thing is troublesome. And that just goes to show you've got to have an attorney immediately, and you got to have somebody on top of what those guys are doing.
This is a case I talked about yesterday from North Carolina, Gyrell Lee, and his cousin Jameel Walker, who got in an altercation with a cat named Quentin Epps. Epps shot Walker, and Gyrell Lee shot Epps. And now Gyrell Lee has been convicted of murder, even though he was well within his rights. It was self-defense all the way down the road, except in North Carolina, of course.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You never know what a jury's going to say, what the prosecutors are going to say. And then that's why your vote matters, folks, because who's sitting on that bench and who the judge is makes a world of hurt.
If this were allowed to stand, do you think, in the article that I sent you, it makes out like if it's allowed to stand, then every other prosecutor out there is going to see this and say, well, I could try that, and I could try to butt up against Stand Your Ground Castle Doctrine. Do you see that as an actual worry? I mean, is that something to really be worried about?
Well, it always is, because although it's not binding precedent, other courts are free to look at other states and say, hey, how do they handle things like that? And so it's not unheard of, but there's been enough litigation, enough cases out there properly applying castle doctrine or properly applying stand your ground, that that should be very dispositive on this issue. But just because that case is out there, and what's even more troublesome is that the Court of Appeals upheld it. Well, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to try to pull everything in, because I tell you the truth, though, I can understand why they did that. I don't know what we're missing, but we have to be missing something, or it's just out and out a terrible decision. And I don't know about your Supreme Court, but it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court says, if they even take it. But I would suspect that opinion is in conflict with other counties in North Carolina, and that conflict will cause it to automatically head to the Supreme Court and be heard.
Because I'm not in North Carolina, thank God. North Carolina still has a lot of Jim Crow law there, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I wanted your opinion on that because, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but see, it almost sounds to me when you're explaining what you're thinking, that in your legal mind, there's no way that judge could have done what he did. Is that what you're thinking?
Based on the facts that I see, that's what I'm thinking. I'm either missing something or that judge can't do what he did.
And yet he's been upheld by a court of appeals.
And that's what's even more troublesome. So, because of that, I want to get into it deeper and try to understand just exactly what that court of appeals was thinking. And was it along the same lines of what the judge was thinking? Because right now, I hear it over and over again. I was listening to NRA News, and standing ground laws are starting to be under attack everywhere in the legislatures. They're trying to repeal them. They're trying to, and really for no reason, because we've had this conversation before. Standing ground doesn't apply until you and I make the decision that we're in the fear of immediate death or serious bodily injury or harm, that the person has the ability to do it, the opportunity to do it, and I'm afraid for my life. Well, once we make that decision, then we're free to use lethal force before we even get to stand your ground. And once you or I make that decision that we're about to be killed right now, to me, there's no difference. At that point in time, the duty to retreat really doesn't exist.
The other thing about that is with stand your ground, I mean, some of these people make out like that's a warrant to kill somebody for no reason, right? I mean, that's not what it is, but I mean, they make it out that way.
They call it the Dirty Harry law. They think it's a license to kill. But again, nothing happens. You cannot use lethal force in America until you're in fear of death and immediate serious bodily injury or harm. And we've already made the decision that I'm about to die right now. Or let's put it this way. The only way you can avoid being killed is by killing another person. That's a decision that we have to come to before we can use lethal force. Our only way out is by using lethal force. So we've made that decision and understand your ground. Oh, it is okay. Now we can use it. In the state of Ohio, I am, with the duty to retreat, I have to have a secondary thought. Is there any possible way that I could safely retreat? Well, if the person has the ability, the opportunity, I'm in fear for my life right now, I can't find those circumstances, so I can't even really apply that. And I've said that all along.
We're coming up on the first break, but when we get back, I want to talk about how precipitously dangerous it is for what you're about to face in the system when you're in that position. Not, when you get into that position and you have trained for it and everything, you got the right holster, the right gun, you've trained to do it. The mechanics of it is not the hard part, is it? But I mean, it's what's coming afterwards. All the questions are going to be asked that you have to do like the fastest mental checklist in your head before you make this move. But you're going to find yourself in some very serious stuff, and that's what I want to talk to you about when we get back. Second call defense, in every comparison, is the best of its kind out there. Simply, period. Because most people, the limitation, there's no limitation, basically, with second call defense. There's something out there, but I mean, even with everything they cover, their comprehensive coverage is so out there and covering all of these bases, nobody compares to them. It starts as soon as the process starts, not as soon as you're exonerated. That's why you go there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Indeed you are. If you've taken that one step. My guest this hour is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, the way I set this up when we were going out, Sean, with somebody that is in imminent danger, there are a couple things that are liable to happen when they pull a gun out and present the gun that may lead them down, they may be stepping into a bear trap. Like if the bad guy who maybe has punched them already five or six times in the mouth disengages and runs. What happens then if our defender shoots the running away bad guy?
Well, there's a couple of situations or a couple of factors you have to look at. If you're in the immediacy of a brawl or using self-defense, you're struggling, you grab your gun, the guy sees the gun, immediately turns around and starts running, and you're in the midst of leveling and pressing the trigger and you shoot, nine times out of ten, that's going to be seen as a continuation of force. And that has been litigated many times, that the human body and human brain just can't stop its motion when you have the adrenaline, the fear of what's been happening, the norepinephrine pumping through your veins, everything else that is going on. Oftentimes, that's going to be still seen as a good shoot in self-defense. More often than not, in fact. And it can change. I had a client that was attacked in a 7-Eleven, ran out the door, was met at the door by the bad guy. Bad guy knocks him down. Client pulls the firearm. Click. He forgot to put the magazine in and load it. The bad guy sees the gun, runs away. Client runs to his Jeep, digs around, finds the magazine, racks one in the chamber, and empties a 17-round magazine at the guy as he's almost 100 yards away. Well, at that point in time, when the bad guy disengaged and it was over, especially given the fact that there was so much time intervening when the guy was running away to go load your firearm and stuff. I mean, my client was obviously upset and really didn't know what was going on at that point in time. But when you're at that, then they've effectively disengaged and say, hey, I don't want any more of it. I'm done. But you and I may know that, or a person used to talking about that may know about it, but now we have to convince a jury of 12 of your peers, and I'd rather not have to do that, so we need to nip that in the bud, talk to the prosecutor, get a forensic psychologist involved before you even get to the trial period. But, I mean, that's an often held problem with people. That happens more often than not. And what about the people, the person that's trying to kick your front door open? You're screaming, I have a gun. I'll shoot you. Stay out. Well, there's a lot of people that have died on the other side of the door because the homeowner has properly and legally shot through the door. In those cases that were litigated, the court said, you know what? How close is too close? You know, the person doesn't have to wait until you kick the door open and get your hands around their throat. So, the common sense comes into that a lot, too. Because, again, it's subjective. When are you in fear of immediate death or serious bodily injury? All you have to do is kick that door open one more time, and it's on.
Really, it comes down to a whole lot of timing and interpretation at that point, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, and basically it does. And that's why, you know, I always tell people, when you walk down the street, just put yourself in certain situations. Use your imagination. You know, what if yourself, if this person pulls out a knife? What if this happens? Because, unfortunately, we can't practice to use lethal force or not to use lethal force. Because, obviously, we can't go around shooting people. But we can start playing hypothetical through our mind and get ourselves used to it. So it's not the first time we've ever had to make that type of decision. So we need to think about the shoot, don't shoot. And think about, well, what happens if he hits me three times? I grab the gun, I'm pressing the trigger, he turns around and runs. You know, can you stop at that point in time? And then and think about, well, the guy's now 20 yards away running away. When the person says, you know, breaks it off and says, hey, I don't want any more, I'm done. No matter how many teeth he's knocked out, you know, the threat's over with at that point in time.
Right.
Your body just has to be given the opportunity to catch up with that. And the courts and reasonable persons and most prosecutors are going to realize that.
Now, in the event that the perpetrator is running around with a bloody axe or a Molotov cocktail towards a orphanage, if such a thing even exists nowadays, that is one of those moments where if he's broken off with you, you can still deal with him because he's still a threat at large, right?
A threat to others. And Arizona has some interesting laws. They have a list of laws where you can use lethal force even though nothing's being done against you. And one of them, curiously enough, is arson. Somebody committing arson or about to commit arson, you can use lethal force. Somebody molesting or raping or about to molest or rape a child, you can use lethal force. And so, you know, that's a good point. Just because the threat is no longer your immediate threat, you still have a right to defend the lives of third person.
The whole reason I brought up, and I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure you've seen some crazy circumstances, but the point of this is that if you're out there and you're defending yourself, you do want to have that second call, and that's the whole reason I bring Sean on the show, just to show you how bad that you need a lawyer in the event that you have to defend yourself, which is, that should be part of everybody's thought process, though. How many cases do you look at where you look at it and you say, if this guy had me, he wouldn't be in Breaking Rocks right now?
More often than not, I've said if you only would have called me, and then we wouldn't have to spend this money on expert witnesses or these 3 days trying to explain why you said what you did. Just shut up and call your attorney, invoke your constitutional rights. And the thing, it happens so quickly. The body, the adrenaline, the norepinephrine, the loss of memory, the time and space, slow motion, everything is making you the worst witness for yourself, and you're expected to talk right away. That's why the person you should be talking to is your attorney, because anything can be said right now to a police officer can be said 5 days later. It does need to be done, and that's the most important thing, and that's what we have to prepare for. It's not over when we defend our life. It just begins. That's right. Is the starting. Think about it, Bill. When you press the trigger, that's the starting point for the legal process. That begins what could be your legal nightmare.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I just can't have any musicians I like to survive. Like Layne Staley there. Just makes me ill. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. What do you think of, I've been looking at, right now they're, one of the newspapers in New Jersey is asking candidates questions, and one of the questions they have brought up is concealed carry reciprocity in New Jersey, which is pretty doggone funny just to consider that they would even know that's out there. What do you think of that particular piece of legislation? Why, does it even have a chance of passing this year? What do you think?
You know, once we get things moving, I think anything is possible. I think the votes could be there. If you look at the state houses and the state legislation in Ohio and other states throughout the country, we're talking about things that we never talked about before because really we're already there. If you go back 20 years and you would have thought about carrying a gun in a bar in Ohio, nobody would have thought about that. Or you see a 62-year-old woman who's never owned a gun before and never would have owned a gun before, taking a concealed carry class because now she realizes that, you know, she has to be able to defend her life. That would have never even been thought about. So I think the whole movement and the whole conversation is really moving through the whole country, given the fact, and, you know, as really highlighted by the fact that that conversation is taking place in New Jersey. So I think it can, and it has a good chance. I'd like to think that the votes are there. And it really all depends upon if we get out the vote, if we make the phone calls, if we email, because we have a 2018 election coming up. And if these people want nothing more than just be reelected, and we let them know, hey, we want national reciprocity. All these promises are made. You guys are running for governor. You're running for Congress and for United States Senate. You know, guns, guns, guns. What are you doing? You can talk the talk, but it's time to walk the walk. And, you know, it is time. I mean, President Trump has done an amazing job with his executive order, but they can only go so far. And with the Supreme Court justice we have. But now it's time to start putting these things forward. Remember, you and I talked about this 2 months ago. We got to keep our foot on the throats of our politicians because don't forget.
I just like that characterization. I'm sorry. I thinking about standing on some throats.
I actually said that in an interview with a large organization, and they decided not to air that.
Well, we're going to let that one get out of here. Don't drop that one, Jason. Just let that one fly. The thing about it is that, like in New Jersey or in New York or in California, some of those people that are there that may want to carry, if there's reciprocity, a lot of them would have to go get non-resident permits from other states. I imagine Utah would be the place to go. And isn't that going to sort of open up a litigious atmosphere for some of these states that think they have their foot on the necks of their citizens?
Well, as I think so, it all depends how it happens. We got to remember that we understand that our constitutional rights, our civil rights, are borderless. And really, the universal application of our right to keep and bear arms comes from the United States Supreme Court. It came from our Bill of Rights first. And it'll be interesting to see how these states try to hold it back. So I don't expect there to be a national standard. I expect there to be, okay, because there are concealed carry permits issued in California in some parts. And so whatever their laws are, their do not carry laws or victim zones have to be abided by. Their standards have to be abided by. Essentially, you know, treat it like a driver's license. You follow the traffic laws of that state, so we follow the gun laws of that state. Because most of these states have those, you know, and obviously some are a lot more restricted as to where you can go and where you can't go. More so, they're restricted as to who can even get the permit. They have some great concealed carry laws, but you have to know 10 mayors, a senator, and a judge, and then have $100,000. And you can get a concealed carry permit. But for you and I and average Joe, we don't get one. So really those states that are anti-concealed carry and anti-gun, they have the gun laws in place and the gun rights are in place, but only for certain select people. And that's right. That's the real travesty, and that's the real crime. So it'll be interesting. I like to see that. You know what? We should go dig up, I think it was 90s? Might have been 2002 or 2004, the last time that national reciprocity came to a vote. And it was defeated by one vote.
Didn't it come up in 2013 in the Senate and John Cornyn put it up? And that was at the same time they were trying to get universal background checks. And that day, they had 57 votes in the Senate for national reciprocity.
You know, they might have, but they couldn't get more. They couldn't get what they needed. I'll have to check. I know it was one vote away, and the reason why I remember that is my ex-governor, George Voinovich, who then became a senator, he cast that one vote that defeated it. But I suspect that one vote would have been there if it wasn't his vote, that it wasn't going to pass.
Right.
But, you know, it should pass, and it makes common sense. I mean, everybody has laws in place, and if they don't, you know, then they're in violation of several Supreme Court cases and holdings and our civil rights, and namely the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And maybe that's the way that needs to get corrected.
Maybe. I don't know. I look at the way some of these guys sling their stuff around and everything. And I mean, some of the arguments I saw on the New Jersey side, that the Republicans, they got it right. The one lone Democrat, she was out there, and this national reciprocity thing, they say a lot of things about it. I don't see them getting challenged so much about it, though. Like, they'll say that this means it domestic abusers can get guns or have guns and everything else, and that just...
Right, and
it just kills me that that goes unchallenged.
Well, and that's what drives me crazy. I testified last week in Ohio House and about removing some anti-gun provisions out of our laws and some pro-gun legislation. And it wasn't my turn to talk, and I was talking on a different bill, but I had a Democratic representative who will say, well, how do you – just tell me how you define – what a well-regulated militia is and why you should have a firearm. And I was acting like Horshack. Ooh, pick me. Well, that's what the Heller versus Washington, D.C. took care of, and Chicago versus McDonald, when it became an individual right, folks. It's always been one. And the person who wrote the pro-gun bill, who's a representative from Ohio, didn't know the answer. And so so it's important that we educate all of our legislatures through that. Not only do we draft and ask them to draft a piece of legislation, but make sure they know what's going on so they can challenge stupid statements like that. So when they talk about a domestic abuser, you remind them that it's already a federal law, you know, that someone convicted of a minor misdemeanor or domestic violence charge can't even own or possess a firearm. They're already a felon in possession, so they can't do that.
Right.
And then you remind them that, but you know what? Just like a no gun sign. You're either going to abide by the law or you're not going to abide by the law. So why do you want to disarm the law-abiding for the criminal few?
Excellent point. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Join them. And then you'll actually have something in common with me and Sean when we're talking about this, which would be really cool. My guest is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. I looked at this the other day. With everything that the NRA has that they can bring to bear, and this was pointed out to me, and then I looked around for it, and I found some corroborating stuff. How come the NRA or the gun advocacy as a whole has not decided to try to do something with some sort of a pop culture outreach? Any idea on that one?
What do you mean by pop culture?
Well, I mean, like when Kim Kardashian gets out there and puts out a tweet on Twitter that guns are bad, okay, and I just don't like them, but watch me on the runway, okay? She's got 53 million followers.
If with Facebook and Twitter, the NRA is there. They were to the party late, but they're there and they have an ever increasing presence. If you look at what they did with NRA TV, with Calling on the War, and a lot of the other people that they have speaking, Armed and Fabulous Ladies and things like that, they are reaching out more so. But they're starting to become more active on social media, but it's so hard to keep up with everything. They got to make the switch from magazines. Now they're in digital magazines, but now we get everything in sound bites. We want our Twitter, and we want to look at Google Alerts, and we want to decide what we want to read. I think they're moving that direction. They all are a lot quicker than we thought, and I think probably in the past 6 or 7 months or so, the NRA has really been moving a lot faster. And I think you can expect, or I know you can expect, to see a lot more coming towards the middle of June and towards the end of June, how they're going to be embracing pop culture more. They're having more of a presence on all sorts of different television shows and along with all the shooting shows. So things are starting to change that way. But that's an interesting observation. It's a good observation. And it was one I think that the NRA was reminded of again and again And I'm pretty sure they've embraced that now, and that's going to start coming around.
Well, I mean,
then it's up to us to tweet it, retweet it, and do everything else.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing. We've got to create this viral thing somehow or another. I have an idea on that, although I don't know how I'm going to execute this idea, but I've got to find a budget for this one. This one's going to, because of who I'm going to have to pay. But I know of one way to make it cool. But then, you know, it's not just going to be one time, is it? I mean, this is going to have to be a constant.
If people like the Kardashians and people who thrive and survive on social media, on Twitter and on YouTube, it happens two ways. They got really lucky and people like watching something, or they have a staff of people that are tweeting and watching things and answering and getting rid of the bad ones and really managing their social media pop culture aspect of what they're doing and making sure they're getting everything they need out there. And then, again, like you said, we got to rely on then their base, the NRA's base, the pro-gun base, to make sure that that they're being followed, they're being liked, they're being retweeted, and everything's happening that should be happening. But, I mean, that's a good observation, and that's another part of the ever-expanding realm of control that you have to assert, and you have to find your niche, and the niche keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Because one thing that's
guns and gun rights are growing and getting bigger and bigger, so we got to follow it. We got to follow all of them.
One thing that's been happening, and I don't know if it's happening to anybody else, but it is happening to me. I have seen the return of monetization on YouTube. Nobody said that it was coming back. I just have seen money starting to trickle back into the YouTube account. And when I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about it, this would be the moment to really try to put a push on with this, because everybody that was on YouTube has gone out and figured out different ways of making money if that was the only way they were making money. So now they're doing that.
Right.
And I don't think anybody's ever going to sit back and say, well, I can just, I'll just rely on YouTube again. Nobody's ever going to put all their eggs in the basket. But this is the moment that the full court press could begin, because everybody just come off of that nosebleed moment. I'm just waiting to see if it happens.
Well, you know what, it should, and we got to make it happen, and hopefully we'll get lucky too. But it's a new phenomenon. I'm not sure if anybody quite knows how to handle it yet. I mean, you taught me so much about YouTube in the past 6 months that I had no idea, no idea. So, and I think if that's me, but you're right. Everybody from the NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, to whoever it is, the Buckeye Firearms. And we have a much larger presence on Facebook now, and we tweet constantly and write articles constantly. So, it's an important part, and we learned that it's just something that has to be done, because that's that segment of our people that we're never reaching. They're still our people, but let's really make them our people, and let's get their friends, their neighbors, and relatives, and let's have them out there fighting for us every day instead of just punching a membership card.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's one of those things where we've got to get everybody's got to get participatory on one
right.
on one level or another. Actually, when I had you on the phone today, I called Sean today to see if he's going to be here. And he said, just got out of the hospital, so I didn't want to keep you or anything. But I've got something that's going on out there that makes me wonder if we can actually do what we discussed doing. I don't know if you've seen that, but we'll talk about that tomorrow if you have the time.
Okay.
But with Second Call Defense now, how is the education going? How many people are calling up and saying, well, I'm thinking about driving here, and this is going to be my route. What is it like as I drive through these states?
And that's something that's exciting, because people are cognizant of that. I think what used to happen to a lot of concealed carry holders is they carried in their home state, and then if they left their state, they said, I don't know what the laws are, I'm not sure how to do this. But now they know, with the advent of computers, the internet, and the maps that are out there, the reciprocity with over 30 states, there's a lot more people that are calling me on a regular basis, friends, relatives and people that just get my phone number and say, hey, I'm traveling from here to here. How can I carry? And then how do I carry when I don't have reciprocity in the state? And it's the Federal Firearms Owners Act, folks. Yeah, unload your firearm, put it in the trunk, keep the ammunition separated from it. If you don't have the trunk, put it in a locked container. And I, you know, they're amazed that there's laws that allow them to travel over the United States with a firearm. But yeah. Then you get to places like Delaware, and if you're in Delaware for any certain amount of time, you know, you got to register your gun or you have to do something hokey. And someone called me about that. I said, really? They're going to visit their son for like 13 days in Delaware. And I said, right. Keep it in the trunk then. It just is bizarre what we have to do to exercise the rights. But you made a very good point. America now wants to know how they – remember when everybody started taking their dogs everywhere? Well, now everybody's right. Taking their guns everywhere. And so, you know, have some iron and we're going to travel.
Yeah, I actually traveled sort of light to the NRA meetup. That was I didn't take a rifle with me down there. Had some nice handguns, though. Nice handguns. And I waited till Trump was out of the building, too. I didn't go till Trump was out of the way.
Boy, you know, and I guess it doesn't really matter what city you're in. When a president, no matter who it is, comes, it's just a mess.
It is indeed.
I talked to people who tried to leave then, tried to get into town then. Road shutdowns, roadblocks, traffic bans.
I just took the shuttle in. I got on the hotel shuttle, and I just took that in that way. Thank you for joining me. We're going to do this again next Wednesday, because Wednesday is always the world according to Second Call Defense. You should go join it if you haven't done it. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, be safe, everybody.
All right. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.